The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with your creative financial partners on the show today, Steve Decker and Rob Davis. And we're going to get to them in just a moment, but I wanted to throw the phone number out there really quickly so you can go ahead and write this down so you can get in touch and you can come in for a visit. And that number is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar. That's the important thing. And I'll repeat that again a little bit later on today. But guys, are you guys doing all right? Have you had a good week?
We are doing great, Ron. Great week so far, and great weekend. Start to a great weekend, too.
Yep, ready to go. I'm fired up for the show today.
All right, well, we have some exciting topics, and you might not think this particular thing is exciting. A lot of people don't, but Social Security is what we're going to talk about today. And let's talk about some myths surrounding the world of Social Security. I thought maybe we could address these, and you guys could make sense out of all this. Myth number one here, a lot of people believe there's a perfect time to start collecting Social Security, and I know enough from talking to you guys that that is just not the case.
Ron, that is certainly not the case. I tell you, there's a lot of folks that try to find the perfect time to start taking Social Security. You know, the perception is that there's some perfect formula or perfect date or perfect time that if you take it on this day or this month that you're going to, you know, somehow outsmart the system or get a lot more benefit out of Social Security than you would if you took it at a different time. The fact is, Social Security is a real complicated system and it's a part of your retirement plan. So it's just one part of your retirement plan and there's a lot of things that go into finding the best time for you to take Social Security, things like your age, your life expectancy and family history and health and all of your other assets and other incomes and spouse situation. So there's just not one time that's right for everyone. You know, I can't say, gosh, the perfect time to take Social Security is to wait till you're 68 years old and 3 months and that's perfect. That does not exist.
Yeah, I agree with Rob there. I think Social Security is probably the most I've heard my neighbor said this, my cousin said this, and the fact of the matter is that everyone is completely different when you should take it and how you should take it. And until you have a proper plan with an investment professional, that's really going to lay out when and how the best time to take it is.
All right, that's our first Social Security myth, and you know, a lot of people need to think very seriously about exactly when you're going to start taking it because you can't go back and undo it. But another myth in regards to Social Security, and we're hearing this a lot, Social Security is going to run out of money, so you ought to grab everything you can now. And what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think the latest projections were somewhere around the 2033, I've seen 2035. Who knows? My own personal opinion on that is, like they have done historically, is once it starts getting close to that number, they'll adjust probably when you can start taking it. So, for example, right now you can take your early Social Security at 62. My guess is they'll probably adjust that number up to 63 and then also adjust your full up to maybe 68 or 68 in a few months.
Mm-hmm. The fact is a lot of folks will use that as an excuse and say, gosh, this is a pretty hard decision. I could use the extra money. Gosh, Social Security is going to run out of money. I'm going to take it as soon as I can and I'm going to, you know, take the money and run like a scalded dog away from this thing. And that's, you know, probably not the best strategy. I think your strategy needs to be a little more thought out. And if you're concerned about the fact that Social Security might run out of money, you know, that's really a worst case scenario, you know, and even the projections at 2033 or the year 2035, whenever it is, that doesn't mean Social Security is out of money. That just means they don't have enough funding as it stands now to pay all their benefits. And they have enough money to pay, I think it's 77 or 78% of those benefits. So that's really a worst case scenario. And although anything's possible, that, you know, that's just one thing that you should take into account when you're deciding when to take Social Security. There's a lot more important important things, and all of those things come into the financial plan and the planning process that we go through here to make sure you're doing things at the right time, you're taking money out of the right buckets at the right time, and you're pulling those Social Security levers at the right time, because as you know, you can only do it once. It's not something that you can go back and easily change if you don't like your decision.
Well, first of all, I want to say that you talked about running away from it like a scalded dog. I haven't heard that in decades.
Well, there you go. You've heard it today.
Thank you very much. And second of all, I just want to say we have another myth that I want to run by you here in just a moment, but I wanted to remind everybody how to get in touch with you. 800-373-9715. That'll put you through to Creative Financial Partners. All you have to do is leave your contact information. You can arrange a visit. You can come in and talk with your financial consultants at Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Talking to Steve Decker and Rob Davis today, and we're talking about myths concerning Social Security. And the third one that I wanted to bring up is decisions about Social Security have nothing to do with other financial considerations. And boy, that's a myth right there, isn't it?
Ron, that's absolutely a myth. When we start out the retirement planning process or the money map process here, one of the first things that we look at is what guaranteed sources of income do you have coming in? No more paychecks coming. Where's the money coming from? Well, we have our savings, we have our IRAs, we have our 401ks, but a guaranteed source of money that most people have is Social Security. And whether or not you think it's going to run out or it's going to be decreased, one way or another, one version or another, you're going to have some sort of income coming in that a system that you paid into will hand out. So that's something that we always start with. Okay, you need X amount per month. Well, let's take our Social Security off of that, and then that's where we fill in the blanks with some of your other assets that you have. How can we plug those in to get you to the full amount of income that you need each month?
Yeah, Steve mentioned our money map process, and that's something that we're very proud of here, and it's something that is a very thorough, involved process that when you do make that phone call and come in for a visit, we'll start that process with you. Social Security planning is just one part of that process. The other parts are, you know, just general retirement income planning. How much income do you need? Distribution planning. Where should the income come from? How much guaranteed income do you have? Do you have to worry about running out of money? What about long-term care? What about life insurance? What about health care? All of these things are important considerations. It's not just, gosh, I want to make sure I take Social Security at the right time. It's a lot of other things. And those things are all part of that money map planning process. The hardest part of getting that thing started is picking up the phone and calling. But that's what we're asking you to do this morning. If you'd like a little more information, if you'd like to maybe learn how it is to work with us, or if you just want to come in for a conversation and see if it's the right fit for you and your family, you know, we'd love to have you call in, call that number. This is not a sales pitch. You're not going to get sold anything. This is just us getting to know you a little better and us giving you a few good ideas and sending you on your way. And if we can work together, great. If we can't, that's great too. But would encourage you to take the hardest step, which is just making that first phone call and leaving your contact information. We'll get back to you within a couple days and we'll go from there.
That is Rob Davis. He and Steve Decker on today's show from Creative Financial Partners, as always. And your number to call is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. And just as Rob said, you're under no obligation whatsoever. Nobody's going to put pressure on you. They're not going to try to push any products on you. It's just a getting to know you session, really. It's just a conversation, very casual one. And that number again is 800-373-9715. Creative Financial Partners in the Creative Financial Partners building. Where else? In Perrysburg. And again, that number, 800-373-9715. Ask about the money map process, get on the calendar, and come in and talk about it. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis, Creative Financial Partners. And there's more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony. Coming up a little bit later on, our local tax expert, Dennis Kowalski, will be here. That is on the Community Connection, right here as a part of the Financial Symphony.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Time to get connected with the Musical Connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony with your Financial Symphony maestro, Mark Lloyd. And Mark, always a pleasure to be with you on the show. And let's make our musical connection today. We always talk about music and finances and kind of blend them all together. And I depend on you to make sense out of the whole thing. But you want to talk about...
you're putting a lot of faith in me, Ron.
I am. I have complete confidence in you. Let's talk about old Willie Nelson. You're a big Willie Nelson
Willie
fan?
And the boys. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I love Willie Nelson, and recently he's been in the news because he has, he's been touring all these years. The guy is like, I think he's 83 years old. Why do you think Willie's still working, and how does that apply to all the rest of us?
One thing we really love to do, and this is probably the most common question we get from many of our listeners, Ron, is how do I know when I'm going to be able to retire, and can I retire comfortably? Can I continue to spend the same amount of money I'm spending now? You know, I've got a really nice check that's coming in. We're living comfortably. We're living fine. Can I continue the same lifestyle when I retire? What I really love about what we do, Ron, and our whole team does, is that we're able to sit down and go through the numbers, go through the budget, go through the investments, go through how much the investments are growing, and literally sit there and say, you are in great shape. And here's why. We can show you how much income you can actually draw every month to replace that paycheck that you lost. I love having the opportunity to be able to do that. Many folks come in and they immediately think there is no way I can afford to retire. And then we find out it's different. Yes, you can. I had a couple come in this week, and she was a school teacher. He's a professional, wants to work until 2020. She wants to retire at the end of this school year.
Right.
And she said, there's no way I'm going to be able to retire. I sat there and I ran the numbers, and she can retire. And then I said, look here, I can even retire, you know, Jack earlier. I can retire him earlier, and we had the software up on the screen, and I made his retirement date. What happens if Jack retires in June of 2017 as well?
Wow.
And they had enough money to last to age 104.
Wonderful.
Well, you know, and the thing about it was they had no clue. When she first came in her first meeting, she said, there is no way I can afford to retire. There's no way I can see it. But I was able to show it to her. But you know what I told her? I got two caveats.
Mm-hmm.
Caveat number one, you can't get greedy and gamble and speculate with this money. You've got to put a plan in place that preserves the money but still grows the money enough to beat inflation and create cash flow for you. You cannot get greedy and gamble with the money and lose a third of it. See, because we did a stress test on their portfolio a couple weeks ago, and based on how they're invested today, if we had another 2008, you know, market correction or crash like we had in 08, they could lose up to 40% of their retirement.
Wow.
40%. That was their downside risk. I asked them, where's their comfort level? The first meeting I ever met them, they said 15%. I said, you've got a disconnect here. You're way too risky compared to where your comfort level is, but more importantly, compared to your time horizon when you're going to retire. Well, this is way too much risk. This has got to be fixed. That's number one. Number one thing we have to do. This has to be fixed. But here's how we can fix it and still give you similar returns. You know, because, you know, you could always fix a minus 40% risk by just putting things in cash.
Mm-hmm.
But cash isn't king when it comes to investing. Cash is king when you're buying. Cash isn't king when it comes to investing. So you've got to have a balance here of having some safety but also having some returns so you can continue to grow the money. And you know what happened in that meeting?
They left a lot happier, I'm sure of that.
Absolutely. They had peace. Peace came. You could actually see it went from stress, worried and stress to, whew, I have peace and comfort knowing that I can retire when I want to retire. Now, he's not retiring, which means there's even going to be more money. And that's good because we need to have some precautions. We need to have some cushion, a cushion that in case inflation goes higher or in case there's some health care issues. And that's what I told him. I said, we have to review this strategy every year and make sure you're staying on track. But let me ask you a question. Wouldn't you want to know if you're in that situation? Maybe you're thinking right now, you know, I made some bad decisions with my investments. Or maybe you've been the kind of person, you know, I'm going to help my children. I'm helping my children. If it's going to cost me down the road, I'm still going to help my children. And you've sat there and you've helped them. I do have the opposite, Ron. I have some folks who come in and they haven't saved enough. So I do have to be the bearer of bad news.
Sure.
But you know, sometimes, you know what people really want? They want honesty. Mm-hmm. They want to know that whatever their situation is, you're going to be straightforward and honest with them. So, you know, maybe you're in a situation where you have enough, you don't know you have enough. Maybe you're in a situation where you think you don't have enough and you don't have enough. Maybe you're in a situation where you really just don't know either way and you just want some help. Folks, pick up a pen, pencil, crayon, lipstick, mascara. I don't care what you write this number down. You give us a call right away because you can find out that answer. We'll do a stress test on your portfolio. We'll analyze to see if you got enough saved. We'll look at your budget. We'll look at taxes. We'll look at your Social Security, help you optimize that. We'll do all of that for you if you're willing to pick up the phone and give us a call. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself, 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
Your financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. Always love doing this show. Love the fact that you're listening today. The number to call if you'd like to get in touch, to come in for a visit, is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. And I'll give you that number again in just a little while here. But Creative Financial Partners, always on this show and always with good generic advice. But, you know, it has to be general advice. Advice can't be really specific without knowing more about you. So everybody is individual. Everybody's different. We have a question today from Joey in Perrysburg. And Joey says, what percentage of my current income should I plan on needing once I retire next year? I've heard a lot of different theories on this. What's your advice?
Hi, Joey. Thanks for your question. So there's no magic number here, and everybody wants that number. And again, this is another one of those things where I heard this person, I heard you need this person. Let me tell you how we do our retirement planning process and how we work on the money map process here. What we do is we take what your current take-home pay is. And the reason that we do that, as simple as it sounds, is that's what you're used to making. You're used to living off this X amount of money. Can we continue that in retirement? So the first thing we'll look at, say that we need $5,000 a month to live on. So we'll go from there, we'll take off any sort of pensions, Social Security, and then see what kind of gap is in there. And then from there, it's our job to plug in that gap with some of your savings, with your IRA, with your 401k, but that's where we work with you on this process. There's no real magic number and there's no percentage that I've ever seen or that's ever been real truthful. We just take real basic math and say, okay, what do you need to live on? Let's start there and see if we can make that number work.
Joey, a lot of folks are used to making a certain amount, so they know they have a paycheck of, you know, $3,000 a month after taxes or whatever the money might be. And they also know what their salary is, but they don't really know by the time they get their paycheck from their employer, there's a lot of stuff taken out. There's taxes taken out. There's contributions to IRAs and 401ks. There's health insurance premiums and all kinds of stuff that go out. So a lot of times it's just talking through with the person as far as, gosh, yes, I make X dollars per year, but what do I actually need to live off of and what have I been living off of? And it's just not something a lot of folks take the time to do. We're surely here to guide you through that process, and there's some worksheets and some other things, but it is such a personal thing for everyone, especially those folks that have been kind of delaying retirement and have a lot of things kind of on the to-do list. So maybe you know in the first 5 years you're going to be visiting your brother in California a couple times a year, and you always wanted to go with your wife to Europe. So there's a lot of those things we can build in too that's very helpful and very important for our clients. There's not that rule of thumb. This does not apply in this situation. It's a very personal thing.
Well, here on the Financial Symphony, let's go to West Toledo for our next question. It comes from Michelle, and you're going to love this one. Michelle says, I hear a lot of buy gold commercials on the radio. Buy gold, buy gold. And you're also on the radio, so I'm assuming that you probably have an opinion on this. What's your take on investing in gold or other precious metals?
Well, the first thing I'll start off by saying is that gold and any sort of precious metals can be a very aggressive sector to invest in. Back in 2008, 2009, when the market was real down, a lot of people flooded towards gold, and a lot of people made quite a bit of money off of that. But since then, up until just about last year, gold has been relatively flat and hasn't really done a whole lot. So our overall process here and the way that we look at things is there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of gold or maybe a precious metals mutual fund, which is something we use quite a bit more than we do actual gold bullion. But if you have a little piece as an overall piece of diversification in your portfolio, it can provide some good long-term returns as long as we understand the risks that we're getting involved in.
Yeah, we're not into recommending you cash in your IRA and buy gold or some of these other crazy scenarios that the TV commercials will have you think or some of the other radio stuff that you hear might have you think. You know, we try to be level-headed about everything around here and take everything from a very comprehensive approach and look at everything. And for some folks, gold and precious metals make sense, at least make sense for a portion of their portfolio. But without talking to you, we can't really make that recommendation. But I would say be wary of anyone that's trying to sell you any one thing on the radio, whether it's gold or silver or anything else. There's just not that one investment that is right for everyone, and it's certainly not right for all of your portfolios. So I would say would love to have the conversation with you about it, but don't rush into something and put all your eggs in one basket.
I've got one more thing to add on gold here, Ron, something that I had just thought of. I had a client ask me a while back this exact same question, and the first thing that came to mind is if you buy gold and you actually hold the gold yourself, you have to pay to store it somewhere. Okay, that's first off. Second off, your capital gains rates on gold are different than they are your traditional mutual funds or stocks. And B, you know, how safe is it wherever you're storing it at? So when you keep all of those things in mind, are you better off just investing in traditional types of investments like mutual funds or stocks or bonds when you factor in all of the other negatives that go along with buying gold itself?
That is Steve Decker. He and Rob Davis on today's show from Creative Financial Partners. And if you'd like to get in touch, you'd like to get to know these guys better, if you'd like to come in for a visit, a complimentary financial review, and find out all about the Money Map process, all you have to do is call this number, and you can call right now. You don't even have to wait until the end of the show. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. That'll put you directly through to Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715. One more question today, guys, from Rebecca in Temperance. And Rebecca says, for the last 2 years, I've been telling myself that it's time to get off the investment roller coaster and lock in some of my gains before the market takes a tumble. But every time I'm about to make a change, the market has another great day, so I just keep things as they are. How do I know when I should make a change?
Well, Rebecca, there's several different factors that go into answering this question, and none of them are going to be precise, so just bear with me here. But a lot of it's based on your age, your overall risk level, and where you're at in the retirement process. Let me give you a few examples here. So let's say that you're an overall aggressive person, and when the market has a bad day, it doesn't keep you up at night. That says something about your risk level. That means that you can handle those tumbles, that you can handle the bad days. If you see the market drops 500 or 600 points and you're up at night and you're worrying about your portfolio, then perhaps there's the opportunity you have to take a chance of going and taking some of your profit and going into something more fixed or more stable. But here's what I'll tell you. Let me give you an example. So let's say that you're retired, Rebecca, and between your Social Security and pension and perhaps an annuity that you may have, all those three things are enough to take care of your monthly expenses year in and year out. So you have this pile of money over here. Say that it's $500,000. So say that we go through a downturn in the market and we lose 10%. Say we're going to come up on a 10% correction. So all of a sudden that $500,000 is down to $400,000. Okay, so how does that change your life? Are you going to be able to live with that, knowing that eventually, based on history, that that $400,000 will eventually get back up to where it was at? If you can live with those consequences, then I don't know if you should look at the other avenues, but if it's keeping you up at night, then you should work with your financial professional and to see if that's a good option for you.
Yeah, just like Social Security we've talked about in the show and some other things, your investments are just one part of your overall financial plan. And your stocks, and it sounds like Steve mentioned, you know, you're pretty aggressive, at least for this portion. So as far as when to make a change, we'd really have to know what else you have out there, what else you have for you as far as income in the future, what else you have as far as other investments and that whole thing. And that really isn't an easy question to answer right now, but it becomes a lot easier, and you can make a much better decision after you've been through our Money Map process, where we really do take a comprehensive look at all of your assets, all of your income streams, and everything else that's going on in your life and your estate and your family. And we can craft a plan that is easier to live with than hoping the market keeps going up day after day, because, you know, it has been a little bit of a fun ride here, especially in the last couple of years. But, you know, that doesn't last forever. It certainly, if history's a guide, we're going to have a bad year at some point. And if you can live with that, fine. If you'd like to know maybe how to reposition things to be able to capitalize on some of that, but still protect against some losses, that's something that folks find pretty interesting too. So those things are all part of the Money Map planning process. And all it does is takes all of your information and distills it down into one report, into one plan, and it makes it workable. All you have to do to get that started is call the 800 number, get on our schedule, and come on in for a complimentary consultation, and we'll take it from there.
800-373-9715 is your number to call to make all that happen. 800-373-9715. Still to come on today's show, the Community Connection with Dennis Kowalski, the tax expert, and also the Insight of the Week is on the way in just a few. You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and again, that number is 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. All you got to do is call that number, get on the calendar, come in for a visit, get the complimentary financial review, find out all about the Money Map process, and just get to know these guys at Creative Financial Partners. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Rob Davis and Steve Decker, and there's more coming up on today's show, but first we'll take this quick time out.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world.
Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. Happy to be on the show today, and I can't wait for this segment because this is the Getting to Know You segment of our show, and I can't wait to hear your stories, Rob and Steve. If you remember this, if you can remember back this far, and if you don't mind sharing some perhaps embarrassing moments, what was the first date that you ever went on?
I'll take that one first, Ron. I'm going to modify it a little bit, though, and I'll tell you about the first date with my wife. Mm-hmm. She actually asked me out, and how it worked was we were working together in different buildings for the same company, and she sent me an email and asked me to go to a hockey game, and I was a little confused when she sent it. I didn't know if she meant, you know, as a friend, or was this going to be a date thing? So I printed the email out and I gave it to a coworker. I said, do you think this is a date or not? And things got busy. Well, 15 minutes later, the email had circulated the whole office, and we were topic of conversation for the whole office for that day and the day after. So the consensus was, yes, it was a date. I accepted, and, you know, the rest is history, I suppose.
Well, I'm assuming that she liked you a lot, or she wouldn't have asked you out, but she also ended up marrying you. So, you know, it's a good thing.
She did. She did not know her email circulated the whole office until later. So that
she
was
will
know. She'll know now.
Yeah. Not going to be very happy when you get home. How about you, Steve? What's your story?
So I'll tell you, it was the first real date, I guess, was the summer before my senior year of high school. And back where I grew up, kind of out in the middle of nowhere in cow pastures in Ohio and Michigan, what you did during the summer is there was these festivals. They normally revolved around beer league softball tournaments, but there are these festivals, and that's kind of what you did on the weekends in the summer where I live. And so I'm going to try and make this short. So I was with a group of friends, and we met up with another group of friends from another high school, and there was this girl there. And I just thought that she was the most beautiful girl that I had ever seen, and she went to a different high school, so I'd never seen her before. And for some reason, she gave me her phone number, and for some reason, we started talking. Okay, wow. So the following weekend, I said, let's go out on a date. So I had this older friend. He was about 4 years older than me, real cool guy, and he had a 94, this dates me, a 94 Mustang 5-speed. And I just thought that was the coolest car in the world. And I said, well, let me borrow this car for the date. And he said, okay, that's no problem. So I said, well, driving a stick can't be that hard. You know, I can probably figure it out here. So so I pull up to this girl's house thinking I'm, you know, Tom Cruise here. I'm real cool. I got my shiny red Mustang. And we pull up to the stoplight, and I, like, stall it out, clunk it a couple times. And literally the whole date, we were stalling, and I was, like, grinding gears. And I'm like, what a – I can't imagine what I look like.
Well, what a really tough thing to happen to you, because if you don't know how to drive one of those things, then, you know, all kinds of bad things can happen to you, even if you go a very long time without driving a straight shift. I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of tough to do. Especially.
Yeah, and plus I owed my friend a clutch after that, too. So.
Well, I love the first part of the story where she gave you her phone number for some reason, and then you asked her out on a date. I mean, that was cool.
Man, well, was I cool. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing those stories, Steve and Rob, and we're going to come back with more on today's edition of the Financial Symphony after this.
I know it's only rock and roll and retirement, but I like it. Stay tuned to the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. And we're on this show every week giving advice that has to be generic advice because you have a specific situation. Everybody is different. There is no one size fits all when it comes to financial planning or certainly retirement planning. So that's why you need to make this phone call and come in for a visit. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Get on the calendar, come in into the Creative Financial Partners building in Perrysburg and have a conversation. You'll enjoy getting to know these guys, too. 800-373-9715. This is the Community Connection part of the show today, and our guest is Dennis Kowalski, your local tax expert. And right now, I'm going to turn it over to Rob Davis.
Thanks, Ron. We are so lucky to have Dennis in today. Number one, he's a great guy. We've known each other for a long time. He works in the building here with us, but we're especially lucky because it is, after all, tax season. So this guy is working all the time. A lot of times he's in the office when I leave, and when I come the next morning, I have to say, gosh, did you sleep here? Because he is putting in the hours. So, Dennis, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking your time to come in and visit with us today.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me here. And, you know, I've been a part of Creative Financial Partners here for a little over 10 years, 12 years since the inception in 2005, and have been able to, you know, hopefully bring another asset to the business here in being able to deal with clients of Creative Financial Partners and other individuals and business tax returns, tax planning, and ultimately investment planning. As we speak at the moment, tax season is upon us, and a lot of people are anxious to get those returns filed, and especially if you have a refund coming, get that money in your bank account and out of the IRS's account.
So, Dennis, you talked about, you know, we're coming up on the tax season, that sort of thing. A couple questions here for you. While we have you, as far as deadlines go, what's the biggest thing? What do people have to know? Because everyone's worried about deadlines. What do they have to know about their tax deadline this year?
Sure. The tax filing deadline this year is actually, we get a few more days to work and prepare returns here. So the actual deadline is April 18th, which I believe is a Tuesday, and that's because of the annual holiday that's celebrated in Washington, D.C. and spread about amongst the rest of us. But more importantly, right now, early in the process here, would be the deadlines that we're looking at for you to obtain your information, your documentation that's necessary to file your returns. That information comes from your employer, from your investment company, from Social Security, all the documents that are necessary to prepare that return.
So when you're talking about those deadlines, and it's a common problem, you know, within the financial services industry, is we have clients, as you know, that are ready to file their taxes, but they're still waiting on stuff. They're still waiting on 1099s. They're still waiting on K-1s, you know, and that stuff, for better or worse, was supposed to have been out a while ago, or at least by the end of January in some cases, and it didn't get to you on time. What are your options if you're still waiting on a tax document, or what happens if you file your tax return and then, whoops, 2 weeks later you get another 1099 in the mail? How do you handle something like that?
Sure. You're correct. Most of those deadlines were the end of January. You know, you should have received your W-2 information. That's all required information that's necessary to be to you right around the first of the month. But over the last several years, what we've seen, and especially in the areas of the banks and the financial services agencies, a delay in getting those documents to people. The reasons are, I guess, numerous, and one of the big ones could be related to financial regulations that are being pushed on the financial services industry over the last several years, and then those industries being able to cope with the reporting requirements. Historically, they were out by the 1st of February. Now we're seeing delays of a couple weeks, a month, sometimes even to the middle of March.
So what are your options if you get something late? Can you, I know I've heard of people having to refile or amend the returns. Is that something you can help folks with?
Sure, absolutely. You know, if we hadn't reached that point yet, we would prepare your return, get it all ready, wait for that documentation. If it's something that you believe you had or it's just came to you, we can file that return. But if you get that document in the mail and it's going to make a difference in the original return you filed, we need to refile that. We'll file an amended return for you if necessary. But again, that's added cost to you and obviously inconvenience and delays there.
Cool. I've read online that the IRS every year has specific areas of concern. So nobody wants to talk about, you know, getting audited or getting communicated with by the IRS, but they always have a couple things each year that I guess they look at a little closer. Do you know, do they publish what those are? And if you know anything about those, what are those this year and what should you be especially careful about filing on your return?
Yeah, you're right, Rob. Every year the IRS seems to come out with a short list of new items that they want to put a little more focus on, a little more emphasis on. And I think a couple of the items this year, if you're filing your return and you're filing with your Schedule A, which is your itemized deductions, one of the items on there, components on there, are the charitable contributions. And that's certainly an area that is, we take advantage of by putting all the dollars in there that we are entitled to. But I think what we're going to see and what the IRS has told us is they're going to be looking at that a little more closely this year, looking for receipts, actually have documentation, actually have canceled checks. So, something to be prepared for. Let's make sure we have all the support for that area. Another area is the education credit that's available to people that may have kids in college or they themselves might be going on for further education. There's a document issued by the school, by the place you're attending, that you need to have on hand to support those numbers. It's a Form 1098-T, your education cost there. It summarizes that, and that's reported on your tax return. Again, the IRS, I think, is going to be looking closer at that and making sure you have your documentation to support that.
You mentioned a bunch of the different tax documents and the numbers and the form numbers and that sort of thing. It's certainly overwhelming for folks. And the other thing that is becoming more popular is the filing it yourself or using an online service to file your tax returns. You know, I've seen those in personal experience and with clients. I've seen those go both ways. I've seen them be maybe pretty easy, and I've seen things that are an absolute mess because someone tried to do it themselves or file online. Rule of thumb, or kind of when should folks be looking at, gosh, my tax situation is such that I really need to work with a tax preparer and I probably shouldn't do it online myself or at least try to?
Yeah, great question, Rob. And we at Beta Financial Partners obviously feel that no one should prepare their own return. We all should come to Creative Financial Partners here. But there are the free file options out there that are pretty cookie cutter and geared towards someone that maybe has a W-2 and that's it and is okay with filing that. But like anything that's made for a general audience, the free file programs are kind of cookie cutter. And the last thing anybody's tax return is cookie cutter. Everybody's is unique. Everybody's different. Even if you only have a W-2 there, you know, you've got different numbers on that W-2. And if you hadn't have to put any thought process into that, that always then leads to questions or suspicions or maybe doubts in your mind when you're preparing it. So, you know, I guess anybody with any complexity there or any degree of something where they have to ask a question, we'd like to see you here in the office here.
Great. One other quick thing before we let you go and you get back to work. As far as things go here, Creative Financial Partners, you know, we're a comprehensive financial planning firm. You know, taxes are part of it. But the one thing I always like to remind people is that your tax return, you know, filing that tax return is just the end process of something that should have been bigger, because we have a lot of opportunities to do things that will affect your tax return. But the time to talk about those isn't necessarily during tax time. It's before that, because once the year's over and once you get all these documents in the mail, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's not much you can do. But if you do have tax planning is one of your priorities, and if you're working with an advisor and a tax planner and a group of professionals, there could be things that you could do during the year that could really make a difference, because once you get that tax return filed, there's really nothing you can do.
Yeah, Rob, that tax planning service and coordination, I think, is one of the great things we offer here at Creative Financial Partners. Your tax return is basically a snapshot of what happened anywhere from 4 to 16 months prior. If you file an extension, that snapshot all of a sudden is 8 months to 19 months prior. And in tax planning, we want to look forward. We don't want to look back. And I think we have the ability here in working with myself and the various advisors here to provide that tax planning going forward so we don't have to react, so we can plan forward, so we can do not only what is looking at the best investment, but what is the best option on the tax side for our clients.
And that's a huge thing, and that's one of the benefits and that I get compliments from my clients on all the time is the comprehensive nature of the planning process, and tax planning is a big part of that. So, Dennis, thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time. If you want to get in touch with Dennis or have other questions, just feel free to dial in using that 800 number that Ron's going to come back with here in just a minute, and just let us know you need some help with tax planning or have some tax questions, and we'll certainly get you in the mix and call you back and have you in for a meeting with someone here, including Dennis, who is our in-house tax counsel.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Thank you very much to Dennis Kowalski for being with us today on the Community Connection. He's your local tax expert at Creative Financial Partners. And again, that number to get in touch is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number, get on the calendar, and come in for a visit. It's just a getting to know you session. There's going to be no pressure, no obligation whatsoever. It's not going to cost you a penny. So why not do it? Go ahead and call right now. 800-373-9715. That'll put you through to Creative Financial Partners. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis. And there's more coming up on today's show in just a moment.
Children who study music tend to have a larger vocabulary and more advanced reading skills than peers. You'll get the same effect when you meet with a local financial maestro. It's an education about the financial world that will enable and equip you to better understand how markets work and how your portfolio can work for you, and how you can retire with more peace of mind than those around you who are using tired, outdated strategies. Get on track to retire with confidence and knowledge. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Kicking your can all over the place.
We'll always R-E-S-P-C-T.
This is the portion of the show that we call the greatest hits. So I thought maybe you could step back and tell us about a time that you helped somebody retire when they thought they would never be able to retire.
There are so many, because really that is the number one concern we get all the time here on the Financial Symphony. How can I make sure that I'm able to retire comfortably, and my biggest fear is running out of money? By far. I mean, there's not even a close second. I love taking their situation. It's like putting pieces of a puzzle together, structuring it in a way that we can make sure that they have enough income. We can stretch their money out to last for the rest of their life. We don't plan on them living till age 80. I try to go higher than that. I try to go all the way to age 100. That way we got a little bit of cushion here. And there was one couple, Dan and Paula, who came in. And Dan was he's a salesperson. Paula was a stay-at-home mom and then a housewife. He knew that retirement was close. The stress was getting to him. He said, you know, Mark, he says, sometimes I have good weeks and sometimes I have bad weeks. And when I have the bad weeks, I'm not talking about production. I'm talking about all the headaches. He can continue to work if he wants to. And he says, you know, I don't want to retire, but I feel like I can't retire. And we sat there and we ran a stress test. And we said, okay, let's see how much risk you're taking and let's see what kind of returns you're getting. Are you growing the money to match the risk you're taking? Is it performing or is it underperforming? And we had to answer that question first. Sure enough, it was underperforming. And it was twice the amount of risk that he was comfortable with. I'd ask him some questions and just, you know, some easy, simple questions. And based on his answers, we got a risk score. And then when I sat down and analyzed it, it was double the risk score.
Wow.
I said, wow, you got way more risk here than you thought you did and more than what your comfort level is based on how you answered your question.
Yeah.
I said, now we got to see if this is enough. So give me your budget. And he sat down and he had a budget already prepared for me. I said, all right, let's add another $1,000 a month to this. Why? I got everything figured. I said, I'm allowing for miscellaneous. Mm-hmm. And when she, miscellaneous, rears her ugly head, I want to make sure you're covered.
I bet the budget he gave you was just including the bills that he paid, right?
The bills that he paid. There was a little bit of vacationing in there, but I like to plan for anything. I'd rather have all my bases covered and then have extra. So I added $1,000 to it, and I showed him, I said, Dan, you control it, buddy. You can retire any time you want.
Wow.
Because you've got enough money here. We got to make sure that you don't veer off and get too much risk here. We got to make sure that we're continuing to get income to replace your check. There's a lot of things we got to make sure that we're doing moving forward. I said, but that's why you have a coach like us, because we're going to be there coaching you all along the way. And as your life situation changes, here we go. As your life situation changes, you need somebody who's going to adapt your plan to your life changes. and he likes knowing that people are helping him along the way. And you know what he's doing now?
What's that?
A lot of golf. That's his that's his pastime. He loves playing golf. So if you feel like you want to, you know, make sure your retirement looks like that, are you willing to sit down and invest an hour of your time, pick up the phone, give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to help you and answer questions and show you how you can retire comfortably as well. So here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here. I have the pleasure of being on the show with Steve Decker and Rob Davis today, Creative Financial Partners. Number to call, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. That is your number to call to find out more about the Money Map process to get a complimentary financial review. Now we are on the portion of the show we call the Inside of the Week, how your retirement is different from your parents. And I'm going to turn it over now to Rob Davis. Rob, answer that question for us, would you?
Hey, that's a good question. And what we try to do on Inside of the Week, this segment, is just kind of bring up some topics and some conversations we've had with our clients in the last week or two that seem to be on the top of everyone's mind. And one of the things that we focus on here that is different than most is we don't just focus on the financial aspects of retirement. We all know that times change. We all know that the retirement is different now than it was 20 or 30 years ago. And if you're 55 plus, you know, your retirement is going to look a lot different than what your parents' retirement did. It's going to be a lot different for a number of reasons. You know, some of the reasons we focus on this show are financial. So everyone loses sleep over, am I going to have enough money? Are my assets allocated properly? And all those questions. But there's other parts of retirement that go along with the financial stuff. And I think they're just important. In this segment, we just want to highlight a couple of those things and let you know that when you're meeting with us, when you're talking to us, you're not just going to be talking about numbers and income and expenses and all this sort of stuff that sometimes gets kind of dry and lost in the shuffle. We're going to be talking about retirement, and it's a lot different than it was not too long ago. And Steve, I wanted to ask you, you know, we've had a lot of client conversations and we've got a lot of clients that do a lot of different things. What are some highlights that you see with all of this?
Yeah, Rob, as we kind of go through our process here, what we're finding out a lot more and more is the days of you retiring and then sitting at home on the couch and watching The Price is Right every day at 11 o'clock, that doesn't exist anymore. Nobody really retires anymore. What you do is you just kind of stop working at the job that you've been doing for a long time, and you go on and do something else. Now, that something else may or may not pay you, But nobody sits at home anymore. This is a very active, you know, 2017. Everybody wants to be active. Everybody's out in the community doing something, whether it's getting into a completely different career field or whether it's moving down to Florida or Arizona. Everybody's doing something. Everybody has plans. And I think that's what makes us a little bit unique here, where, yes, we'll handle the money and we'll handle that responsibly and make sure that everything is in its place. But we also like to help you figure out what you're going to do. What do you want to do? You know, you've worked all of your life and you've done what you were supposed to. You saved responsibly. But now what do you want to do? And a couple of real quick neat examples that I have. Just last week, I was down in Florida in an area called The Villages, which I'm sure a lot of you out there have seen the commercials before. And it's the largest retirement community in the world. And I think there's something in the neighborhood of 130,000, 140,000 residences there now. And it's literally like living in a country club. And you don't have to golf. There's 2,500 different clubs that you can join in down there. You can have a full day's worth of work, or you can do nothing down there. And by the way, this is probably sounds like a free commercial for The Villages, but it's not. Anyway, one of my real good clients that moved down there right after she retired, she got into table tennis and met up with another lady down there who's now a client of mine as well. And they started competing competitively in table tennis. And they actually made it all the way to the senior games last year and came in second place.
Wow.
But that's just a real neat example of something where she may have had some interest in it earlier, but she really got involved and met other people that got her excited as well. So when I was down there, we all went out to lunch together, and they said, why don't we bring the table out? And I figured it'd be a nice, fun, casual game, and it was not fun or casual. they were very serious about their table tennis, and don't dare call it ping pong. That's like saying a bad word.
We just have so many examples of this that clients bring up, and you can really tell the transition, the retirement transition from working every day, even if it's a job that folks like, there's a big transition from working every day to decide what to do every day. And that takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of mental planning. It takes a lot of financial planning. But when you see people retire and they do it the right way, the passion they have for the things they've always had an interest in, and just the difference they're making in their communities, on boards, a lot of people are volunteering, able to help people that they've always wanted to, but they just haven't had time before. That's all part of the process, and that's all part of the benefit of working with a financial planner, is the fact that you're going to be able to plan those things, fund those things, and really experience life as you've always wanted it to. So, Steve, do you have any other examples of really cool things people are doing in their retirement?
Yeah, we just had someone in last week who worked for a local phone company for 25-plus years, and he retired. But before he actually retired from that job, he got his real estate license. And it was just because he liked and enjoyed doing real estate. And it wasn't because he needed the job or needed the money. It's just he really enjoyed it and really enjoyed the area of town that he was living in and the type of real estate he was doing. So that's just another example. Just because you did something for a long time doesn't mean you have to do it forever. And like we've said, we really enjoy helping you figure out what that next chapter, what that next stage of your life looks like.
And to get this started, the one thing that you need to do is pick up the phone, give us a call. We'd be happy to schedule an appointment with you sometime in the next couple weeks where you can come in. You know, we can talk about the money stuff. We can talk about what you have going on with your investments and all that sort of stuff. But really, our passion is helping folks retire and helping them find that next life. It's really not even the next part of their life a lot of times. It's really people's next life, and it's really fun to see, and we really love doing it, and we do a great job. So pick the phone up, give us a call. There's a complimentary consultation. You're not going to get a bill from us. You're not going to be locked into anything. You're certainly not going to be asked to make a commitment. This is an introductory appointment to see if we would work well with you and you would work well with us. And we love seeing people. We love, hearing from those folks that call in from the show every week. And we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thanks, Rob. The number is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Rob Davis and Steve Decker and all the folks at Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. And your number to call one more time is 800-373-9715. Call that number, get the complimentary financial review with absolutely no obligation. Won't cost you a thing. You can get the money map process. You have to get it started by making that phone call, 800-373-9715. Steve, Rob, it's been a pleasure being on the show with you today.
Thanks, Ron. Can I add one more thing about the table tennis conversation real quick?
Sure.
So I mentioned my clients came in second place in the senior games. So they lost to this lady. She's a legend in the senior table tennis world. And I don't know her real name, but her nickname is the Black Widow.
Wow.
And she has a walker. And she literally, she's 96 years old. She would take the walker up to the table, set it aside, and then just school everybody in ping pong with her.
Wow.
So the Black Widow.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you very much for the insight of the week and for everything else on the show today, and hope you guys have an outstanding week.
Thanks, Ron.
Too.
This is the Financial Symphony. Join us again next time. We'll do it all over again.